This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media Group.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Let's go back to the big board for those of you that missed it there. It's easy enough to pull back up for you. If you missed hour number one, Donald Trump's shutdown versus the border reopening of Chuck and Nancy, which would you prefer for that? That was what we discussed. And if you missed any of it, the podcast, which is more and more popular than ever before, 12,200 of you are listening to Kevin McCullough podcasts on a monthly basis now, and that's just crazy. But thank you for those of you that do, and that's available at SoundCloud.com. You can also subscribe at iTunes, any of your major podcast aggregators, any of the major ones where you can find us. Just look for Kevin McCullough, and that's where you can go. We've got a big hour in front of us tonight, and I'm excited to have our guest in the ladies' lounge that I do because there's some special people that have been special to me over the time. I'm going to introduce her here in a second. But I want to let you know that in the days to come, we are going to hopefully do more this year than we've ever done on Saturday nights to not just keep you informed, but to get you ready for 2020, because this is going to be, I just think, an abjectly crazy but fun but half lunatic presidential cycle, as we see everybody trying to fall all over themselves to get into the race. And so I really do think that at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of entertainment value to the presidential election process going through, because you know who the Republicans are going to run, and he's going to have things to say about everybody that's running for the Democrats. And I think that Twitter will be fun. I think talk radio will be fun. I think it's just going to be hilarious. So if you would like to stay with me through the week, in fact, if you're listening to me on a radio station tonight, your radio station may not know that Kevin McCullough, the host of Radio Night Live here on Saturday nights, has a Monday through Friday broadcast that they could also air. If you enjoy Saturday nights, why don't you call the station this week and say, hey, can you start carrying Kevin Monday through Friday? It's just an hour, and it's a very concise hour. We make sure that you get the top story of the day. We get the best analysts on. The very literal top mind on any issue we have every single day, whether it's foreign policy, whether it's domestic policy, whether it's immigration, whether it's social issues. We are fighting the good fight every single day. So if you appreciate our efforts on Saturday nights, why don't you call the same radio station that you're listening to right now during the week, during the business hours, and say, hey, could you carry Kevin's one-hour show Monday through Friday? And if they've got an hour, we'll make it available to them at no cost. And it's a really great way to keep in touch with me throughout the week. And then also, if you want to subscribe and get 7 days a week worth of podcasts from KMC, get my latest take. You know, it's so funny because David, our phone screener tonight, he's the newest one on the team. And every time he's in on Saturday, the first thing he hits me with is, did you see this headline? What do you think about that? Hey, what about this? What do you think about that? And he knows it's because he's over there giggling at me. And that's exactly why the podcast exists. There are those of you that want to, that want to know my thoughts on a day in and day out basis. If you get the podcast, it is in your phone. It's in your device every single day before you even have to go anywhere. So go to iTunes, subscribe, go to SoundCloud.com, subscribe, go to your favorite aggregator and subscribe, and then join us Monday through Friday, because as I said, 12,200 people are doing that every single month, and you could be one of those. And then, of course, if you'd like us on the air where you are, tell that radio station, say, hey, could we carry Kevin McCullough Radio, Monday through Friday. We love Radio Night Live, but we would love to see him on Monday through Friday as well, and we'll be glad to make all that happen as best we can. All right, let's open the ladies' lounge tonight, because my good friend, and I got to brag on her just a bit, because I think that Kimberly Guilfoyle is really one of the sweetest people that's ever been in cable news. But I was remembering so many things just the other day. What's not working? Back when you were doing, before the 5 came around, when you were doing some of the streaming stuff at Fox News, you know, they had that, what was that called, the strategy room,
I think it was called?
Strategy
room, yeah.
And one of my books came out, and you were hosting one of the strategy room days one day, and you did a whole show with one of my newest titles, and I just always remembered that kindness and always thought, well, I need to tell her if I ever get to have her back. And so thank you for your kindness through the years.
Fantastic, yeah.
Congratulations on your success.
Phenomenal guest.
Well, you
thank
know.
You, thank you. It's an exciting time, you know, and
yeah.
I love on Vice Chairwoman of America First Policies and America First Action, President Super PAC, essentially. And basically, it's been wonderful also, you know, on my own being able to go and campaign across the country with Don Jr., and it was really great to be able to meet so many people in all the different states. Sometimes
right.
We would do 6 states in a day, and you really see the true fabric, you know, and makeup of America, and how blessed we are to live in this country and to have this president.
Sure. Well, let's talk about all of that in just a second, but let me ask you a couple of things, because when people found out you were going to be on, I started getting email, you know, hey, ask her about this and that. So I want to throw in some listener questions here. First of all, your background is in law, but of course most people know you from your time on Fox. So I want to ask you the question, which is the most fun, being a lawyer, being on Fox, or doing what you're doing now, working with the campaign? Where have you had the most fun if you had to pick one of the three?
Well, I think it's sort of interesting because it's about, you know, different chapters in your life, right? So when I was working as a prosecutor, it was one of the greatest jobs of my lifetime, for sure. Working as a prosecutor in San Francisco and Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, you know, being a champion for the people's voice, for victims of violent, you know, crimes. I specialized in homicide and gang cases, sexual assault, domestic violence, child abuse. So, you know, some of the toughest cases out there, and I really learned a lot about human beings and about families and about being, you know, passionate, you know, for justice. So very different job than, you know, when I was at Fox. And, you know, also I first went to, you know, ABC News. I was at Good Morning America, my own show on Court TV, where it was sort of the segue, covering, you know, all of the different legal cases at the time. We had everything from, you know, Michael Jackson to Kobe Bryant to Natalie Holloway to Lacey Peterson. So there was a bunch of big legal cases going on during that time. So that was pretty exciting. And then I was exclusive to CNN at night, to Larry King and Anderson Cooper. And, you know, that was fun and interesting, too. And then, you know, Fox, 12 years and 8 of them, you know, on the 5. And it's funny you bring up Strategy Room, because that was sort of the precursor, the roundtable idea, you know, with people from different backgrounds, different political beliefs, et cetera, talking around the table, discussing news of the day and, you know, giving opinion on it. And then sort of out of that, the 5 was born, which was, you know, really fun and great. And just, you know, at the 8 years there, in the chair went by very quickly. So, but it was a good time, and no two shows were the same. But now I have to tell you, I've never been happier. I mean, I really love, because I feel like I'm getting out and seeing the world.
Sure.
You know, most of these states I had never even had a chance to go to, because I had been sort of, you know, anchored, chained to a desk for so long, and you're not able, when you're part of, you know, a show and you're hosting, it's very difficult, especially when it's television, they expect on every day, and I get it. And so now I'm finally able to kind of, like, you know, go on a walkabout, essentially, around the country, and, you know, meeting all the folks and just seeing the support. And it's incredible because it's been very eye-opening because, you know, the mainstream media doesn't report a lot of stuff, you know, at all accurately about the president. And the amount of support and enthusiasm for his, you know, administration, for the presidency, for his policies and objectives is really overwhelming. I mean, Don and I were packing places, you know, with 4,000 or 5,000 people coming in the middle of the day for rallies that we were hosting for various candidates we support. And it's just, you know, it's really, it's heartwarming and it's inspirational. And you see that, you know, once again, kind of similar to how I felt as a prosecutor, you know, you have a powerful voice that can do something and affect change and really reach people and get the message out there. So it was it was pretty encouraging.
All right, Kimberly Guilfoyle, stay with us because we're going to come back. We got a lot to talk about, and I'm looking forward to a really robust conversation on a variety of things as we continue on Radio Night Live. Of course, she is with the America First PAC. That's the President's Preferred Political Action Committee. If you're interested in helping Donald Trump get reelected, that's the one that he would prefer that you contribute to if you're going to contribute. But Kimberly Guilfoyle, formerly of Fox News and formerly a prosecutor before that, and now with the America First PAC, joins us for the Ladies Lounge as we continue next here on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
So glad to have you with us back in New York City. It is Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Great radio stations coast to coast like WPG in Atlantic City. And very soon to be on the AM 1380 The Answer in Sacramento and great television network, Biz TV, our partner as well. We've got so many great partners across the country. And we couldn't be America's number one most syndicated weekend talk show in America if it weren't for all those great partnerships. So thank you. Thank you to every single one of them. And thank you tonight to my very special guest, Kimberly Guilfoyle, who formerly of Fox News. Now she's in the White House all the time. She's on the road a lot with America First, the pack that the president prefers. And Kimberly, I was thinking about, you were talking about being a prosecutor, and that was all in California. That was the iteration of your life that was in California, speaking of Sacramento. And I wonder sometimes what natives of California think about when they see just how disastrous the politics, the topography, the immigration, everything has turned into in California. What do you make of when you think about your former state?
I mean, that's criminally reckless, you know, and just really a total lack of regard for public safety, for the taxpayers, for people that expect, you know, you to keep them safe. It's heartbreaking for me because I worked as a prosecutor in San Francisco and L.A., like I said.
And, but doesn't it seem like they're more about trying to just hurt
sanctuary cities?
But doesn't it just seem like they're more about trying to hurt the president than do anything constructive for their own citizens?
Well, sure. I mean, they're so invested in their disdain and dislike of the president that even if it's against what makes common sense or what's helpful, and especially if it comes to, you know, public safety, they'll just act in total disregard of it just because they want to spite the president. And that's what really bothers me. And, you know, I saw too well the dangers of sanctuary cities and Kate Stanley, poor thing, you know, murdered right in San Francisco by a criminal recidivist, somebody who had been deported 5 times. Why was that person not picked up and detained? Like, they're just acting in flagrant disregard and violation of the law. And, you know, it's reprehensible to me. I mean, I just don't understand. How can you say to some of these, you know, the angel moms that have lost their family members and loved ones to people who are here illegally in this country? And why is it that these lawmakers go out of their way to cater to people who are illegal aliens in this country unlawfully and act in disregard of the safety of people who are law-abiding and tax-paying citizens?
Yeah. It doesn't seem to make any sense, and if you're an elected official, it seems like you would be concerned with making good sense of that, but it just doesn't. And they don't seem to have really any concern about it because they're still raising taxes, they're still declaring themselves a sanctuary state, they're still not cooperating, at least in San Francisco, with the terrorism task force, and it is heartbreaking to see such a beautiful piece of real estate just literally be flushed down the tubes because they're pushing everything away that could help them solve the problem, and they're not interested in any other voice except that one-sided kind of leftist view. And you know what's concerning?
Well, they become totally radical, and now it's like it's disgusting. I mean, you have, like, you know, people going to the bathroom on the streets, and it's just filthy.
Yeah.
And
but Kim, it's here now.
It's beautiful.
But now New York State is in a position where we're going to see the same because it's completely been taken over by the one-sided worldview of the hard political left. And even though Cuomo and de Blasio don't get along very well, I fear that New York's in similar territory.
Oh, I think you're totally right. And you've seen some of the, on Twitter, you've seen some pretty vocal, you know, opponents of Mayor de Blasio's policies in law enforcement saying, listen, you're acting in total disregard for the city here, for the cleanliness, for the public safety, rapes up in New York, the whole thing. And it's unbelievable how that guy even got elected, let alone, you know, staying in office. And it's just sad of what's happened even so far to New York. I think it's already begun, the slide.
I think you're right. We're speaking with Kimberly Guilfoyle. She is with the now say the correct title of the Super PAC again, because I don't want to get them giving money to the wrong one.
No, America First. So
America First.
America First. Uh-huh. And we have two divisions, America First Policies and America First Action.
Yeah. And Action, of course, more politically oriented. The policies would be for public policy that you can advocate for. But most of you know her, that are listening. You know, most of you know her from her time on Fox, where she was one of those five. So I got another listener question here, Kimberly. People want to know who was your best foil and who you preferred to debate, Geraldo, Juan Williams, or Bob Beckel?
Wow, that's so interesting. I would say, I had a lot of fun, you know, with Bob Beckel. We had great chemistry, and we hosted some New Year's Eve shows and things together as well. So he's a lot of fun. And
you were always positioned next to the liberal, because you were always the one on the end that was between, it was, the liberal was between you and bowling.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but also Geraldo, I love a lot. I thought he was fantastic on the show, and he's still on, I think, from time to time. But he, you know, he's fun. We both come from Puerto Rican backgrounds. We have that in common. We've been friends for many years. We used to work weekends together when I hosted the lineup, and he hosted his show, in prime time, both of us on weekends. So, you know, we go way back. And I'm good friends with his wife, too. So he's a lot of fun. I thought he was great. Like, after Bob left, I really enjoyed when Geraldo would be on, because he's not afraid to mix it up with everybody. He got in some pretty heated debates with Eric Bowling, which was wildly entertaining, almost coming to blows a couple times. And, so that's super fun. And then Juan and I go back and forth, but, you know, it's like more kind of serious, you know.
Right.
In between commercial breaks or after the show, we always, you know, got along, you know, really well. But he would probably get me the most steamed, put it that way. And then in terms of just banter back and forth, I would say Greg Gutfeld and I have great chemistry. And, you know, it's very funny. People like it. It's witty. It's back and forth, you know, quick-witted humor between the two of us. And so that always worked very well. And I, you know, sat opposite of him for all those years. So it's great. You know, that was another kind of like unique sort of fun, teasing, sparring relationship that worked really well.
Yeah, and of course him being a libertarian was just another stripe to the table, right? Because he had all these different experiences and perspectives. Okay, back to the policy stuff. We're in the midst of this shutdown, Kimberly. Actually, Kimberly, let me pick it up from there when we come back, because I do want to ask you about the shutdown. I want to ask you about the immigration issue. We took a poll tonight asking folks about whether or not they wanted to see the shutdown ended or they wanted to see the border wall funded. And in this place, I think the final score was 9-2, fund the border wall to open the government. And I'm wondering if that's, you know, the way it is across the country. We can get into any and all this as we go through the rest of this discussion. But Kimberly Guilfoyle is my guest for tonight's Ladies Lounge host, or our guest, and it's always fun. In fact, Ivan's putting this up on the screen for those of you on TV just a couple of weeks ago. So Kimberly and I, we lost track of each other because you went out on the campaign trail, and then Arthur Idala, who's a former legal analyst for Fox, has this huge blow out Christmas party every year, and we both were invited to that. And put that picture back up there, Ivan. We ended up both being at it within the same few minutes of each other, and there she is, Lady Kimberly Guilfoyle, with yours truly from the Arthur Idala Christmas party this year. And that was a lot of fun, and that's why we got back together and able to get her back on the air tonight. So we'll continue with Kimberly as we go through the rest of the hour. You want to weigh in? It's 888-340-3373. We take your calls before the time runs out tonight as well. 888-340-3373. Kimberly, you'll follow my guest. It is Radio Night Live, and it's only coming to you from Kevin McCullough here in the greatest city of them all, New York City. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's day 22 for the partial government shutdown. Federal workers got pay stubs, but they were printed with zeros. Chris Cabrera, a spokesperson for the National Border Patrol Council, says Besides lack of pay, this is what really bothers border agents and federal employees that are working without compensation.
The shutdown was announced on the 22nd, and Congress went on vacation until the 27th. And then they're off this weekend while our guys, and there's many 800,000 people across the United States that are either furloughed or working with no pay, while these guys are enjoying vacation and getting paid for it.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he's also disgusted with the way politicians are handling the situation.
Pox on both the Republicans and Democratic houses. Everybody hates both of us, but we want them to hate the other side a little bit more.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, boys.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Radio Night Live, live from New York in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Our very special guest, Kimberly Guilfoyle, formerly of The Five. And Kimberly, we were talking in the first hour about immigration and the shutdown versus the border. And, you know, Pelosi has said this is an immoral thing to do. She literally said that. But there's, I've put together about $800 billion worth of spending that would easily, if you just took a portion of that and reinvested it in the wall, you could actually get it. And when you're talking about something as little as $5 billion, when you've got $800 billion doing drug enforcement, doing current border enforcement, and then doing foreign aid, it seems like there's a desire by the Democrats to be more loyal to foreign policy priorities rather than those of the American people. I mean, what say you?
Yeah, it's really, it's shameful. It's really just politics at its worst. You know, Democrats that were for a wall before, but now that it's President Trump that wants it, they want to be against it. They're just playing games, with national security as far as I'm concerned, with the American people, the taxpayers who do want the wall. And, you know, it just, it makes no sense because it actually over time would essentially pay for itself in terms of cost saving, you know, benefits. But, we've seen that, Pelosi and Schumer are just, you know, Chuck and Nancy, the Chuck and Nancy show on the road, okay? And they're just unwilling to negotiate, and that's why the president's taking a hard line with them. But they don't understand that this is a different kind of individual that they're used to dealing with. This isn't a typical politician. That's why I said when I supported him back when there were 16 people running, I knew he would win. I've known the president for 15 years, and, you know, the rest of the family, Don, et cetera, for 13. Like, these are tough people. They're strong. They're passionate about their beliefs and their patriotism for the country, and he's going to do the right thing by the American people. He didn't go to D.C. and give up everything by being president to get, you know, pushed around by these two that don't seem to have the best interests, you know, of the country in mind. I mean, what kind of games are they playing? They're not even willing to, like, sit down to negotiate, as you pointed out, for an amount really that's de minimis compared to the rest of the money they're willing to give in foreign aid. We can't spend money to protect ourselves and secure our own border. You want to give it away in foreign aid and sell? Like, where are the priorities here?
Well, and when you consider, when you consider the fact that even just take what we currently spend in enforcement on the border, the 285, and knowing that that's a recurring cost, so that's manpower and drones and all the stuff added together that we have to do to monitor what's there, and in some places it's much harder because there is no barrier. But if you put a barrier everywhere that there's not currently one, then I'd be willing to bet you that that cost gets cut in half, or at least a percentage of it is considerably smaller, and then that $500 billion drug enforcement money. Come on, Kimberly. We've got to be able to do better than that if a barrier is up.
No, I totally agree. And this is why it's just very disheartening. And imagine the men and women that work at the border, you know, that could use the help, that need that barrier to be able to do their job, you know, better and to protect lives and protect and prevent people from coming into this country illegally, committing crimes. I mean, I don't understand, you know, every other country, they're allowed to have, you know, barriers, have restrictions. They're allowed to say and control their immigration policies. I can't just walk over and saunter into Mexico or Canada, can I? And then expect to have my health care and education and everything, you know, paid for?
Not by a long shot.
I mean, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. I mean, honest to God. And so that's why people are frustrated with politicians. They're frustrated with the Democrats, and for good reason, you know, because they're not even capable of doing basic math that's actually cost saving.
Yeah,
instead, they just want to stop the government. They're trying to blame it on the president. The president is doing the right thing. He does have the moral authority in this.
I don't think he's gonna cave. I've had a lot of people say in the last couple of days, you know, I don't want him to go wobbly when the Republicans in the Congress do. I said, I think you're talking about the wrong president. I don't think this guy.
Yeah, there's no
although,
way.
I am interested in knowing your thoughts on this because, you know, Romney needed the president's help to get Utah, and then he made his op-ed in the Post, and then I guess today or yesterday he comes out and says, well, I don't want the president to declare a national emergency. For the border. Are we going to have to deal with a problematic senator, junior senator from Utah for the next 6 years?
Well, it looks like it, doesn't it? I mean, look at his actions so far. The op-ed, I just thought that was just, you know, totally inappropriate, and I was very disappointed because,
tasteless.
You know, he knows better. He knows better, and to me, that suggests that he's got some other agenda called Mitt Romney and not trying to work with the president who actually was elected. Donald Trump won the presidency.
And
Mitt Romney did not. He failed
not by a small margin. People always want to talk about the popular vote, but, you know, again, you take out the weird kind of communist republic of California, and he wins 30 of 50 states, which is about as big as it gets. I mean, if you really honestly say, who in the modern era has won the Electoral College by 10 states? It's not happened. All right, Kimberly Guilfoyle, we only have one more segment with you tonight, but I'm looking forward to what we will get to in the final few minutes with with you. We're going to do that when we come back. Friends, I'm really thankful for all the great sponsors. MyPillow, CoQ10 Energy, Balance of Nature. Get them all. I use them all. And we will see you for sure next week as well.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And it's free to you. KM. So glad to have you with us. Gavin McCullough live from New York. It's been a very special ladies' lounge tonight. Kimberly Guilfoyle being very generous with her time. And Kimberly, it's been fun because even during the breaks, catching up a little bit. And we were just chatting and you were telling me that you just don't see any way that Donald Trump doesn't end up getting reelected. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be problematic because you've got, even got people like Mitt Romney and so forth that have their own agenda and all the rest of it. But there's going to be, you know, 5,000 Democratic candidates declare, and every one of them, we're already seeing it. They're all going to start trying to be crazier than the other person. And part of that is the schedule. You got California way up early in the primary this year. But at the end of the day, you're saying bottom line, President Trump is going to get reelected.
Huge referendum, essentially. And I'm very confident that he's going to win reelection in 2020. They can run, you know, the whole, like, host of characters. You know, with UC, everybody's going to be announcing Cory Booker or Kamala Harris or, you know, Julian Castro.
Beto O'Rourke and his dentist.
Beto O'Rourke, you know, yeah. Like drafting himself. I mean, it's just the whole thing. I mean, Joe Biden, they're all running, right? So they're going to, you know, really just beat each other up, beat each other alive, right, in terms of their starting debates. And not too long from now, and he, the president can't wait. Like, he is going to really excel as he usually does, and his base is super, super motivated. And him holding the line and honoring the promise he made to the American people about the wall is just strengthening the level of support for him.
I think he's actually going to increase the number of states that he wins, and I was one of the few that actually predicted the states he was going to win in 16. In fact, my colleagues at the station here are very, very kind, because they always say, hey, Kevin's the one that called the map, you know, the day out, exactly, almost exactly. The only thing I got wrong was Colorado. I thought he'd take Colorado. He ended up not getting it, but it was a close. It was close. Let me just shift gears real briefly for a final question, and it has to do with another area that the president has had a huge win thus far, with two very successful justices now in the Supreme Court. But all eyes are turning to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, she's got the movies about it. Her life are out now and so forth. But she missed oral arguments this week on Monday. There's scuttlebutt across Washington that the administration is planning to prepare for another pretty well contested, probably, confirmation process. But what are your thoughts about how significant a role she's played on the court, and what we do in the event that she does step down or perish the thought, actually doesn't live to fill out a term much longer?
Yeah, well, certainly, obviously, you know, thoughts and prayers for her, for her, you know, family, for her recovery. She has been, you know, a pivotal figure in American justice. She's been one of the most, you know, powerful voices on the bench. Obviously, has worked tirelessly, as you saw in terms
through
of the,
multiple,
you know, the
cancer diagnoses, not just one, but
yeah,
several.
Yeah, I mean, she's unbelievable. She's incredibly tough, very hardworking, and that's why it just was, like, so alarming that, okay, she missed oral arguments. But you think about it, she had major surgery. She was out of the hospital in about 4 days, which is, you know, pretty quick for that level of, you know, surgery. So, and that's, you know, from speaking to friends of mine that are, you know, thoracic surgeons and whatnot, they said actually that's like a pretty quick time to be able to get out. I'm not sure exactly, you know, how well she's going to be able to do. I mean, that's, you know, she is up there in years, but she has tried to stay very fit. You know, she made a lot of news about her workout routine regimen and whatnot. But, you know, I think that any administration would have to, right? Prepare for that regardless of any, you know, illness, just by virtue of her age.
Well, if he gets it, I think
find somebody to support. Yeah.
And if he gets a third pick, I think that the shift of American jurisprudence is changed for a generation, because all three of his nominees have been very young.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I like Amy Barrett a lot, and I know that she was given strong consideration on those occasions. And so, I, you know, I would love to see another female.
And
you know,
a woman for a woman.
That would
be a good move, yeah. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Absolutely. And she's immensely talented and qualified and really has, you know, fantastic opinions and viewpoints. So, you know, I admire her a lot. I think she'll be an outstanding choice.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and I know that you're busy. Let me just say real quickly, if people want to give to America First, obviously it's going to be a really important work. Give the elevator pitch for why people should get involved with the political action committees.
Well, you know, this is the president's preferred PAC, and we work very hard, tirelessly across the country to support the president's agenda, including building the wall, supporting his Supreme Court nominations, going across the country campaigning. I did with, you know, Mike Pence, our fantastic vice president about the tax cuts and the job act. So all the incredible things we've been able to see the president accomplish in just 2 short years, and we need to give him the support, especially because of all the misinformation by the mainstream media. We want to see this president succeed. He's done an incredible job with the job numbers, with unemployment at record low, and we've seen record low unemployment for women, for African Americans, for Asian Americans, for the youth of America, Hispanic Americans, and for me as a single working mother, I believe that President Trump has really given us such a robust economy that will benefit for generations to come, but he's facing obstructionists like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and others that are trying to stop the president from helping America to continue to prosper. And that's what our group is all about, is making sure that people that support the president are elected and that his policies and agendas receive the support, the enthusiasm, and in terms of getting it out there to the public about what he wants to do, what the message is behind it. And so we've got a lot of support from people who are really encouraged by what President Trump has accomplished.
Yeah. Well, and there's a bunch of them that listen to this broadcast. Hey, thanks for all that you're doing, Kimberly. It was great to catch up, to see you over the holidays and then to make this connection again on air. So let's talk again. But keep fighting the good fight, lady, and we'll do everything we can to do the same.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year and God bless. Appreciate it.
Kimberly, thanks for being here.
Yeah. And there she goes. What a
special treat. Thanks to everybody that helped put that together, including Don Jr. and Kimberly's scheduler. So we've got a little bit of time left. We'll take your calls if you so are inclined. 888-340-3373. Anything we discussed with Kimberly on the table. And also, if you didn't weigh in on shutdown versus border wall, we'll take your call on that as well. One segment left. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Three phone lines open, and one segment left to take your call on tonight's Radio Night Live. Now, if you missed any portion of tonight's show, just know that Biz TV, if you're watching on Biz TV, will restart the whole thing all over again at the top of the hour, and we go on a bunch of new radio stations at 11 o'clock for the Biz Talk Radio Network as well. So we're always thankful for all the partnerships across the board that help make this possible. Kevin McCullough, thanking you, and looking forward to the coming weeks. David Fisher, Kristen B. Tate scheduled to be with us. That's all coming up as well. Kevin McCullough, back in a moment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. That is by far one of the most bizarre views we've ever come back with on this TV. I love my director of operations, Ivan Quinones, but we miss Mr. Nick when he's not here. Speaking of which, something happened. So Mr. Nick Riccio is our faithful video operator, and he gets every picture that Biz TV sees and that we see on the Facebook feed, etc. And over the last year or so, Lady Kylie has been coming in to run our phones as well. Now, they're friends outside of the office, and that's actually how they both came to work for me. Nick's been working here for a long time and told Kylie about it, and she started screening some of our calls. But this week, Ivan and I were just minding our own business, going about our stuff one day, and we get this picture that you see now on the screen, and it is Miss Kylie with her hand affectionately displayed on the chest of one Mr. Nick Riccio. And if you look very carefully at the third finger from the thumb there, you see an engagement ring. And so our thoughts and happiness are all with soon-to-be Mr. and Mrs. Nick Riccio, because they will be they're betrothed, and they'll be being matrimonied at some point. Any other words I can verb, I'll try before the end of the night. But anyway, they're taking the night off. Maybe they're celebrating their engagement. I don't know. But if they're listening at all, which I would expect them not to be, Kylie and Nick, we are really happy for you. They put on the best Christmas party. I left the Christmas party to them. They were in charge of the Christmas party this year. And they put on the best Christmas party we have had at Extreme Media ever in our history. And, you know, I used to, like, take the whole gang to, like, my favorite watering hole and buy, like, a nice dinner and stuff. And this was way more fun, except for the fake pizza. Anybody else in the building agree with me that the fake pizza was somewhat awful? I thought the fake pizza was... they had fake cheese, which evidently, if you can't have normal cheese, this is supposed to, like, somewhat taste like that. But I'm not supposed to have fat of any kind right now, and I will never eat that again. That was just gross. But everything else they did, we played these cool games, and they really got us in the group activity and the group mindset, which is always what the holiday party should do. It should bring your team closer together. And that was fun. And so congrats to them. Great, great, valuable pieces of what we do on Saturday nights, and couldn't do it without them. And a huge congratulations on what I think will be a very happy couple as they start their life together. All right, Kevin McCullough saying, hey, thanks for being here. Thanks to Kimberly Guilfoyle, and thanks for all the calls in the first hour. We heard from a fairly, you know, disparaged percentage. You know, it was 9-2, build the wall versus fund the government. But what will actually happen, you're going to have to be paying attention, because now we are into that first pay period where government workers did not get a paycheck on Friday, and you can just guarantee that this week the pressure will be applied. And I don't think it's going to be the way the press has been reporting it. I think the press has been saying that the president's going to carry all the pain on this. And I don't see it happening that way. I think that the Dems are going to be equally in trouble. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time.
But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.